Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, another Panther Rants podcast here. It's Monday. I'm headed back to the office for the first time in over a week. And of course, I forget my badge, so that's typical for a Monday back, I guess. But anyways, weather's nice. It's 70 out right now at freaking 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to complain too much with the sun being out this early. I'm sure some of you watching Olympics, I haven't really watched any of it because I really just don't have much of an interest in it. Even the hockey, I mean, I haven't really, you know, I was in training for all last week in Atlanta, and I guess one of my instructors is from Canada, actually. He's from Vancouver, and he was bragging about Canada beating USA women's hockey. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever. That's nice. Although I know it's a rivalry, but still. I mean, they're really the two best teams. Then he tells me that Team USA men's loses to Slovenia or Slovakia or whatever, and then again, I could care less about Team USA hockey, at least men's, because the only thing that really kept us relevant was having actual NHL players in it, to be honest. I mean, what was it, a few years back, we came close to winning the gold, and we beat Canada, I remember, in a preliminary round, and it was an awesome win, but of course, we had to face in the finals, we lost. You know, USA's had their close ones, and it just didn't work out. And of course, you know, I get most of my Olympic highlights from Twitter anyway. I mean, especially with all the snowboard stuff, the skiing stuff, and whatever. But on my way back from Atlanta, right before I left, I was able to, first of all, it was great to have no train that day, so I went and actually got tired of the hotel breakfast and went and got actual breakfast somewhere and made a few other stops, and then went downtown to Atlanta to check out there, you know, check out the area. I mean, it was nice. I mean, downtown's pretty nice. Atlanta's a nice city. I like to come back and visit again to check more of it out. But I was able to check out the College Football Hall of Fame. And I'll tell you what, it's not very big. I mean, the Hall of Fame is probably 3 floors. Although the Pro Football Hall of Fame wasn't all that big either. Oh, it kind of was, but it's not. Neither one of them really trumped Cooperstown. I went to Cooperstown once as a kid to the Baseball Hall of Fame, and that was an awesome experience. I mean, I'm not a big baseball follower as I was when I was a kid, but I would go back there anyway to check it out. Again, because Cooperstown's a nice town, and the Hall of Fame. I mean, one thing I love about baseball is its history. I mean, I don't watch the game, but really as much anymore. But I love the history, of course, I watched it during when the Astros had a run. But I guess you can call me the casual fan. But you walk in, all the helmets are there from just about almost every Division I team. You got, as far as Pittsburgh goes, you got Robert Morris has a helmet, Duquesne's helmet's there, and Pitt's helmet's there. And of course, we're going by our region. Yeah, the Hoopies and the Penn State Nittany Lions are there as well. And when you go in, you buy your pass. They give you on your little key thing. And what's cool about it is it has a sensor on it. So what you do is you go and you register your football team, which I register Pitt. So almost any type of interactive display it'll scan your code, and it'll bring up any Pitt related content for you, which is really neat. So, and of course, when you walk in, there's the helmets. There's also a bunch of quotes, on the floor, coaches' quotes. There's a whole bunch of artwork. And, there's also, if you're a West Virginia fan, there's a slab of West Virginia coal on the wall. But, the second floor, you go up there, there's some guys telling their stories, their college football stories. One of them in particular was Bill Frelick, which was really cool because Bill, he's supposedly really sick right now, at least that's what they're saying. So it was neat to hear his story, and there was pictures of him, especially of him with Bill Hillgrove, they were showing, and of course some of his Hall of Fame footage. Then you go to the big hall where it has all the interactive stuff where you can go scan your code, and it shows all the Hall of Fame people from your school. And of course, you touch on them, they tell you their information, and they play some highlights as well. And, you don't have to just look at Pitt school. Pitt. If you look at other schools, they're there. And I think that was up on the third floor, I believe. I went back down to the second floor, and there was a whole bunch of stuff, of course. And I had a little exhibit on tailgating and how they tailgated back in the day. There was an old Model T car, whatever, and these old bottles of Coca-Cola and things like that. There's also fight song karaoke where you can sing your fight song and then record you. They record you, and of course you can watch your video later that day. They'll email you. And of course they had a whole bunch of exhibits. I mean, some lumber memorabilia. Paul Christ is there in his Pitt outfit. And yeah, like I said, I'm not going to spoil it for everybody, but there's a lot of cool stuff. Pitt's very well represented in the Hall of Fame. And of course, there's all the trophies too, and you get to scan your code. It tells you what trophies you win, the Pitt won, all their championships, awards. Then you go to this big display, and it scans your QR code, and all these pictures of Pitt football appear, like the band and stuff, and like I said, a whole bunch of cool stuff. I recommend going. Plus, Atlanta's a nice looking city. There's the world of Coca-Cola's down there, which I really wanted to go see that I didn't get a chance to. If I can go back, I would go look at it. And who knows? Maybe one day I will. But anyways. Pretty cool. I'll go check it out. I think my favorite part of the whole trip was actually not Pitt related. it was actually a Penn State photo of them lifting. And in the corner of that photo would happen to be Adam Gress, who passed away back in December. And I'm very close with Adam's uncle. So it was very cool to get that, you know. For one thing, I took the picture and I got a close-up of Adam. I was able to send it to him just to see if we can verify if it was actually him, because it was a black and white photo. But just for the long hair and the facial features, I figured it was him. And his teammates actually were able to verify it was him. And of course, I found a colorized photo of it online, and that helped me as well, you know, put it all to rest. So that was one of my favorite parts of the trip, because, you know, that family is they're still grieving his loss. And so for them to know that he is, you know, he's in, you know, there's some part of him in the Hall of Fame. I mean, obviously he didn't get inducted, but at least his presence is there. So, moving on, some other stuff to cover. Charlie Partridge, who we just hired not too long ago to take over for Tom Sims, is now, interviewing for the D-line job in Alabama. So, which is disappointing, but we hired, you know, trying to coach the D-line. And the defensive coordinator position was open, and we obviously didn't promote Charlie. But Charlie's going to go over and interview for this job, and really, pretty much the same position he's interviewing for, he's doing now. You know, and it's Alabama. So you're coaching in the SEC. You're still recruiting Florida players in the South like he's been doing. He's obviously really good at it. So, not to mention, Bama's just won a national title. They've won several national titles this last decade. Probably a bigger budget as well. So they're going to obviously give Charlie more money if he decides, you know, if he's ultimately picked. But we'll probably have to wait it out. I'm sure as soon as I'm recording this podcast, he's probably either already accepted a job or turned it down. We'll see. If anything, maybe Charlie's just going to talk to them. I mean, that's one of the few things we can hope and pray. And it would suck because, you know, I mean, Narduzzi's staff has pretty much had more lately has had more turnover than Trump's cabinet. I mean, how many offensive coordinators were on now? Shoot, we're on our third offensive coordinator. We're on our second defensive coordinator. Possibly a third D-line coach. If Char doesn't leave. So, yeah, it sucks. Definitely. You know, not to mention new offensive line coach. New secondary coach because Ronaldo Hill left. Yeah, it sucks. But it was, you know, for Pitt, it would just suck because we just got him and now we're looking again. So all we can do for that is just wait it out and hope for the best. I mean, I'm not even sure who else we can get to coach D-line at this point. Yeah, you could ask Greg Gattuso, but Gattuso's a head coach at Albany. And Greg obviously burned some bridges before he left under Dave Wannstedt. So I don't see that really materializing. And plus, you know, Greg's a head coach where he's at anyway. So I doubt if he goes anywhere, it's probably going to be a head coaching job. Now there's, you know, there's Tom Bradley. Although Bradley's coaching the secondary now at for the Steelers. Or is it linebackers? One of the two. He's some sort of positional coach. Of course, you know, Bradley's brother works for the Steelers, so there you go. There's another nepotism hire for you there. Which is why his brother was getting the Steelers management to beg Pitt to give Tom an interview. Which I think we did. I believe. We just weren't going to hire him. That's probably a good thing we didn't. And the thing about Bradley is, if he was so desirable as a head coach, he would have probably gotten a job somewhere else, which he didn't. If anything, he was one of the many coaches who banked on his future with Paterno leaving. And I mean, Joe eventually left. Well, he didn't leave on his own. He was voted out. And after what was going on with the Sandusky thing, it was obviously that the staff was going to move on from a lot of these coaches, which is what happened. I mean, they kept LJ Senior for one thing, and he ended up leaving. And he ended up leaving not too long after that. So we'll just have to wait this out, and of course hope for the best, like we always do as Pitt fans, because it can't get any worse. And speaking of can't get any worse, how about Pitt basketball? They gave Florida State a game for most of it, lost by about 13 points. But they were in for most of it. I think they led by 1 point at the half, actually, thanks to Marcus Carr's 3-pointer at the buzzer, which happened to be Marcus Carr's only points of the game, I believe. Yeah, he only had 3 points. Which is, if you look at the stat sheet, if there's one person they really missed, this whole thing was Marcus Carr, because he's the only one that didn't put up any numbers, really. Frame, Stevenson put up numbers. Stevenson had a really good game. Parker Stewart, who set the freshman record for 3-pointers for Pitt. He obviously, you know, had himself a game as well. And Pitt was in it for most of it. Obviously, the one thing that was very alarming and very concerning was that Pitt was, in the first half, they were, you know, FSU was in the bonus for most of it. Pitt's players, a lot of them were in foul trouble then. As the second half went on, Florida State started going inside and drawing fouls, and that was it for Pitt. You know, once those guys started to foul out or getting more deeper foul trouble, that was that, and the end of it. They had no other answers. And FSU really isn't that good of a team this year. I mean, obviously they're a lot more athletic than Pitt. Actually, pretty much any team, every team in the ACC is pretty much more talented, more athletic than Pitt right now. So Pitt marches on as the quest for 0-18 continues. And as one person brought up on Twitter, this basketball hire is going to be Heather Legg's one big hire for her, if we're keeping score. But let's not forget about the wrestling coach, how supposedly she bungled that search. Or how bad that went. A bunch of coaches turned down that position. I think even one guy from Edinburgh turned it down, which is, Edinburgh is a really good wrestling program. But you figure with Pitt, with the more of a budget and things, they would, be able to accommodate him more, but he didn't want to go. So, yeah, I mean, in our case, the way things are going, she makes hold on to Kevin Stallings for another year. We'll just have to wait and see, like the Partridge stuff, we'll have to wait and see, but as far as Pitt Hoops goes, it can't get any worse. It's as lowest as it is now. It can't get worse. The question is, can it get better? And there hasn't really been a whole lot that tells us that. Not at all. For sure. But as for the staff is concerned, they probably realize they have only a few weeks left until they can pack up and leave. But, it's odd because Kevin Stallings, I think, bought a house. So what do you do with that? Did he pay it off, or is he still paying a mortgage on it? Personally, if I was Stallings, after how that first year went, I would have rented a condo, because I think his first year he lived in a hotel, I believe. Hell, I would have just rented an apartment at this point, or sleep in your office, one of the two. But anyways, I'm not gonna talk much on Pitt basketball because I'm not gonna piss you guys off on a Monday. Anyways, guys, I'm gonna let you have the rest of your week. Enjoy. I'll probably talk to you later this week if any more fun stuff comes up. Hail to Pitt. Bye.